Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Stein. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravec fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to second. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Wolford moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Ozzy Osbourne now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Cowens scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to third. Wolford moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Wolford scores. Martinez moves to third. White moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Patek is hit by the pitch. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osborne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Patek hits a line drive into left field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. Varney is hit by the pitch. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Varney moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mayberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Osborne. Scott moves to third. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coluccio. White reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-2 in the game. Nyman bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nyman moves to second. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 3 in the game. Dent hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Hinton now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 4 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. One out. It's 6-0, Royals. Fran Healy pinch hits for Rodney Scott. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Melton. Mayberry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Healy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0. Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Knapp now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for George Brett. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball four. Patek moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-3 in the game. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Varney strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.